Masechtas Brachos, Paragimel, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah continues discussing the Takanas Ezra, that Ezra is Misakin, that a Baal Keri, someone who had seminal discharge, cannot daven or learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. So Mishnah Vav discusses a Baal Keri who also has a longer term Tumah, such as Zav or Nida, that anyways needs 7 days, and what should he do regarding the Takanas Ezra if he's a Baal Keri as well. So the Mishnah says, Zav Shurah Keri, a Zav who has a man who has a 7 day Tumah of Zav, and he can't become Tara until a seven day process with the mikveh at the end. Shurah Keri, he became a Baal Keri, he had a normal seminal discharge, and sometime during the 7 day period of his Ziva, Venida Shapalta Sheikh Vazara, as well as a Nida, a woman who has Tumas Nida, Shapalta Sheikh Vazara, that she had Zara from her husband come out of her, which gives her the status of a Baal Keri, and also puts her into this Takana of Ezra, that she needs Tevilin and Mikvah to daven and learn. Vehameshameshes Shirasa Nida, and a woman, Shemeshameshes, she had relations with her husband, which again gives her a status of a Baal Keri, and then she became a Nida afterwards, which has a 7 day process till she can become Tahar. So all these people, Tzrichin Tvila, they need Tvila immediately for the Takanas Ezra in order to be able to daven and learn, even though they're going to remain Tameh with the Zav and with the Nida for their full 7 day process, and the Tvila and the Mikvah won't remove their long-term Tumah, but they need for the short-term Baal Keri Tumah to go to the mikvah before davening and learning. And again, this is Takanas Ezra in the times of Mishnayos that was later retracted or edited in the times of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says that these people, since they anyways are not becoming Tumah, they don't become Tahar until they're done their 7 day Tahara process, and this tefillah and the mikvah does not remove the Tumah of Zav and Nida, so nothing is accomplished by this tefillah and the mikvah now, and therefore there's no purpose in going to the mikvah, and they're exempt from this tefillah for Baal Keri right now, and they can daven and learn. There was no Takanas Ezra in this case. They can daven and learn, even though they have, besides for Nida and Zav, they have the Tumas Baal Keri, they can learn and daven. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah now shifts from discussing the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and now it goes to Tefillah, to Shemana Esrei. And just as an introduction, we daven 3 times a day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, and they correspond to the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Shacharis and Mincha in the morning and evening correspond to the Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning Karban Tamid, Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, the afternoon Karban Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, and Maariv corresponds to the Hector Chilavim Beimurim, the burning of the limbs and fats that was done in the nighttime in the Beis HaMikdash. And the discussion in the Mishnah, and Mishnah Aleph, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, the time for when to daven these tefillas, is really a discussion of when was the time to bring these karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the underlying machlekes, and the tefillas just correspond to the timing of when the karbanos were brought. So Mishnah Aleph, tefillas HaShachar, the Tanakhama says, tefillas HaShachar ad chatzis. You can daven the morning tefillah of Shachris until midday, until chatzis. Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the opinion of when he should be davening, when he should bring the carbon tamen shal shachar. It can be brought until chatzis, and therefore shachar is until chatzis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, ad arba shayis, you have only until the 4th hour of the day to daven shachar, and because that was the zman of when the carbon tamen shal shachar was brought. Tefillas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. The Tanakhama says that mincha could be davened until ad ha-erev, until the evening, and that's when the carbon tamen shel bein arbaim was brought. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says ad plaga mincha, until halfway through the mincha period, which is an hour and a quarter of shazmanis, before the end of the day, and that's when the carbon tamen shel shachar shel bein arbaim, could be brought. Ad plaga mincha, and that's when we can daven mincha too. Tefillas ha'erev, ma'erev, that we daven in the evening, in nighttime, ein lakeva, at no set time, it can be done at any time during night. V'shal musafim, and the musaf tefillah, which corresponds to the carbon musaf that they would bring on special occasions, on Shabbos, and Yantiv, or Shchedesh, So Shal Musafim Kol Yayim, the Tanakhama holds they can be brought the full day. Rav Yehuda Aymer, Rav Yehuda says Ad Sheva Shais, only until the seventh hour of the day. That was when the carbon was brought, and that's until when we can daven Musaf.